We'll do the Maimer Vavrom Zokim Baba Yomim, which the Rebbe said in Shabbos Parshas Chayisoro, Mevorchim HaChodesh Kislev in Hei Tovshin Mem Vov. And later on, this Maimer was published, Motzei Shabbos Chodesh Mevorchim Kislev, Hei Tovshin Mem Vov. This is a little bit of his different, there's no Oisius here, it's a little bit of a shorter Maimer, and it was published immediately after that Shabbos. He said, no Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos already was printed, Mugen by the Rebbe, and then printed. Avraham Zokein, Boba Yomim. So Avraham became old and coming in days. Maybe bazek kveit kedushas admur marashab nishmos eden. So on this, the Rebbe Rashab nishmos eden brings down on this pasuk in the Maimer bal yom ha'yiladas the Chof Cheshvan. He was the birthday of Chof Cheshvan. This Shabbos Parshas Chayisoro followed Chof Cheshvan, which was in the weekdays. The Shabbos after sort of includes all happenings of the week. So since Asher B'Shabbos Zu Nifal Ha'inyan DeVayichulu HaShamayim, so after Chof Cheshvan being in the middle of the week, and Vayichulu means that they, when it comes Shabbos, all of the things conclude that took place during the week. B'chol Yemeis HaShavua Sha'ovar, in all the days of the week that passed, Koylel Hayem D'Chof Cheshvan, which includes the day of Chof Cheshvan. So the fact that his birthday was on Chof Cheshvan, this is the Shabbos that follows, that's a connection makes this Shabbos connected to the Baal HaYilula. So in the Maimer, Baal HaYom HaYiladah. So the Yom HaYiladah is the Rebbe Rashab in the Maimer, B'Mamore HaPosik Zeh, a Maimer on this Posik, and he said it in Shabbos Parshas Chayisoro, in the year Tofrej Nun Dalad. So, and this is in Sefer Amorim that it brings it down, which is what is based on. So he said, Masha Omru Razal B'Gemore. So he brings down over there the Rebbe Rashab in that Maimer that he said brings down Masha Omru Razal B'Gemore B'Medrash, that which our sages of blessed memory said in the Gemara and in the Medrash. The Ad Avraham Loi Hoyo Zikna. Till Avraham, there was no thing as old age. Hulu. Basically, people could not be distinguished by age. People didn't age. Os Avraham, so then Avraham came, Uboi Rachami, and he asked for mercy, he asked Hashem, v'havi zikna, and then there became old age, shenem avrom zokir. People would just die, and people would not know, as we'll see in a minute, two people, who is the father, who is the son, who needs respect, who needs to be respected more. So the pasuk avrom zokir says that this is his accomplishment of his prayer that he asked, and that when old age became, that's why Avraham Zokin, Avraham became Zokin, he accomplished that being Zokin. The problem is that we find the idea of Zokin before Yitzchok was born. The Pasuk says that Sora and Avraham were skenim boim bayom, so they were already talked about Zokin. This is the pasuk that we're talking in Chayisora, is when Avraham is going to send the shlichus to Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. This was after Sarah's passing, as we read in the beginning of the parsha. But before Yitzchak was born, it already says, so Frek de Marsho, maybe Kushus Amarsho Vayifei Toyar. So he brings the question of the Marsho. And the Feitoyer Sharik Siv Lifneze, but it's already written earlier, Vavromus Kevsoros Kenim Boim Bayomim, that Avram was sort of was getting boim bayamim. Uma hoyu achilush achsho bevakoshes Avram. So what was the novelty now that Avram asked and he got the level of Zikna? It's already before it says that they became older. Umevi al zetirutzom, and he brings down their answer, the answers of the Maharshon Yifei Toyar, but Sheklalusoy Echod Hu, it's really one general answer, Rak Beporoto In Yesh Chilukim Beineihem, there's only in the details, there is, in this matter, there's differences, but generally, what is the general theme of their answer, both of them? That, yes, it was elder before, but the Toichen Bakoshas Avram Hoyo, that the contents, what Avram's request, the Rachamim, that he asked Hashem, was Shahazikna Tia Nikeres Yoser, that it should be a more recognizable, the elder should be more recognizable. The Lifnei Avraham, before Avraham, in the Av Shehoyo Inyan Hazikno, even though there was the idea of old age, Mikomokoim Loihoyo Niker HaHefresh Ben Tzoyer LeZokin. So there was Zikna, but you could not tell the difference between young and old. You couldn't tell. There was a difference. It's not the Pshat that the elder were at the same level as when they were young, but people couldn't tell the difference between young and old. Ubikesh Avram requested Shetia Hazikna Nekeres, that the old age should be a recognizable. Kiloshen HaMedrash, this is the as the language in the Medrash. Amar Lufonov, what Hashem said, what Moshe, what Avram said before Hashem, Ribon Ha'olamim, Master of the Worlds. A man and his son enter a place, and a person doesn't know who to honor because he doesn't know who's the father, who's the son. It's not recognizable. Especially if they are lookalikes and you can't tell who's older, who's younger. So who are you going to honor? As finding the Gemara over there with regards to Avram Yitzchok himself, Sheklaster Ponov Shel Yitzchok Hayodem El Avram, that the look on the face of Yitzchok was similar to Avram. So, as we read in the coming Parsha, that we read in Mincha, in the Parshas Toldus, Ve'ele Toldus Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram Hoylides Yitzchok. So Rashi explains over there, what does it mean, Ele Toldus Yitzchok ben Avram, and the proof that Yitzchok is Avram's son, in which the people would make fun and say that he's not really Avram's son, because all these years, Rivka didn't have, Sarah didn't have any children, now she has this child. They didn't believe it's Avram's child. So the pasuk says, Avram hoylides Yitzchok. Pidush Rashi, Shakodesh Baruch, and Rashi explained this, that the Abish that Tzor Klaster Ponov Shel Yitzchok, he formed the look of the face of Yitzchok, Deimel Avram, should be Avram, Vahidu HaKoyel Shavram hoylides Yitzchok. So everybody would testify, Avram gave birth to Yitzchok. Yitzchok ben Avram, because it's obvious that it's Avram's son, because Avram, because he looked alike. So since Avram Yitzchok looked alike, how is the people going to know who to honor, who's who? Valzeh oisa bakosha. So this was the request, Sheyi and Niker take from Yad, that immediately should be recognizable. Shavram Yitzchok and Yitzchok, that Avram is older than Yitzchok. The Zehu Achidush Bevakosha Zuz, and this is the novelty in this request, Amashakosu Avram Viskei Sarah Zikanim Boim Bayomim. Avram and Sarah were elder coming in days. The Hosom Loy Hoyo Niker Uboilet Behem Yen Azikla. Over there they became older, and the physical, the bodily change to older age, but it wasn't recognizable. So over there, the awesome loy hoya nikeru boilet Bahaminyan Azikna. It wasn't recognizable, it didn't stand out, it didn't protrude the idea that they're older. Mashenken, now they have a koshes Avraham, as opposed to the request of Avraham, Nifal Shinui Boiled B'ponim Shel Zkenim. So this impacted a protruding change, an obvious change in the face of elders. Hainu, that is, Hain Shinui Boir HaPonim, both a change in the skin of the face, through the lines on the face, Shabair HaPonim. So those are the wrinkles that older people have. Inyan zeh hugam besora benoshim. And this idea that there was changes also is in besora by women. Al derech moshel, by way of example, achre bloisi hoisoli edna, after I withered. That Sarah withered means that she was signs of her old age. She didn't believe that she would be Edna, that her skin would once again be refined as of a younger woman. Behein hashinui. So this is on the face, and by women it's expressed also that the skin and the becomes withered as bloisi hoyseli edna, and there's also a change. Veheina shinu besaidus. There's also a change in the hair. Shaberoish, hairs of the head. Ubezokin eitzel haanoshim, and by the beard by men. Daav shesaidus hazokin yesh nam kvar betzoyer liyamim. Although hairs of the beard exist, even one who is young age, ki hahaloche as the haloche is. That once a person is 20 years old, is filled, the beard here is filled. There's also a change in the color of the hair. The novelty that takes place through old age is the color of the hair. Shesar hazokin nasalovim. The hair of the beard becomes white. Okay, the is b'medrash, as we see in the medrash. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham. Hashem says to Avraham, bo levosh levushi. Come, put on my garment. When the Pasuk says, Avraham zokem bo bayomim, he says, put on my garment. What is levushi? Avraham zokem diksiv. Atik Yoimin Yosef, so that's Baba Yomim, the ancient of days, Baba Yomim from all the Hashem. Yosef said, Levushe Kitlak Chiver, his garment was like white snow, Visar Eshek Amar Nike, and the hair of his head was like clean wool. And that represents Vahine Inyan Libun Hasaidis Davrom. And that's the whitening of the hair of Avraham. That is the garment that he put on then, representing that he put on the garment of Hashem, that he got white hair. The white hair was the garment of Hashem. So this is a change by Avraham by the beard. Ukshem shehu b'inyan libun hasaidus. And just as it's in the whitening of the hirshes and his chadash b'in Avram Zokin, that came a new Avram Zokin. So even though before Avram was already Zokin, like the Pasuk said before, Avram Soros Kenim, but he didn't have white hair. The white hair came about here of Avram Zokin. So the Rebbe says, Sorich Loimar, sheyesh chidush gam b'inyan baba yomim. So, coming in days, there's also a difference between the Baba Yomim, as it says before, and the Baba Yomim that it says over here, that there is some change, just like there is a physical whitening of the hair, there's a baba yomim also a change. Kidl kamon. Mevayer ba maimer shom. So the maimer over there explains klolus inyan the libun hasaidus. What is the general idea of the hairs becoming white? Shuham shochas bechinas yud gimul midas harachamim. But that represents the drawing down the level of the 13 attributes of mercy, which is his galus yud kimul tikune dikno. That is the revelation of the 13 strands of the beard of Lamailo. When you comes down to Avraham, that means the whitening, the getting the yud gimul tikune dikno, shall say nemar about those 13 strands of the beard, nem levushikit lak chiver v'sar reshek amar nekeh. That means that the garment is like a white snow, and the hair of his hair is like clean wool, basically meaning that the level of the level which is higher than hishtalshlus comes down to Avraham. Haynam shocha l'shalomaylo m'seder hishtalshlus, which means we extend something, we extend godliness to Avraham from beyond the Shtalshlus, and his hair gets white, he gets the Yud Kimul Tikune Dikna, which is the level of higher than the Shtalshlus. And that was the novelty that was accomplished through Avraham to bring down the higher than the Shtalshlus. Ukevavur Baruch Hashem has explained at length over there in the Maimon. But there it explains what the whitening, the hair, what is the Avraham Zokin. But what is the Chiddush of Baba Yom? What is the novelty and what is the idea that Avraham is Baba Yomim at this point? Because already it's written before, and Avraham v'Sara goimer boim bayomim. So it's already said they came with it. Now, Baba Yomim doesn't mean the end of days. This doesn't mean that when Baba Yomim is coming in days that he reached the end of his days. Like we find, like in the Haftorah of the week, the Pasuk says, V'amelech David Zokein Baba Yomim. Over there, the Melech David became old Baba Yomim. The Kavon was a Higam. Over here, the intention also means Shegilu Seif Yomov, that he came to the end of his day. So in the Haftorah, Baba Yomim, by David, it means the end of his days. Legil Shivim. He came to the age of 70, which that was the age of David HaMelech. Sharei. But in our Pasuk, Baba Yomim doesn't mean the end of their life, because Shaposik Vavrom Vesoro Goimer Boim Bayomim, when it says before Yitzchok was born, Nemer Yoiser Mimem Shono Lifnei Posik Zed Parshasenu. That was said more than 40 years before the Posik of our Parsha Shenemar. Our Parsha is Be'ez HaShidduch, the Yitzchok V'Rivka. This took place at the match, at the marriage, at the Shidduch of Yitzchok V'Rivka, Shehoye Yitzchok Ben Arboim. So Avraham Yitzchok was 40 years when he married Rivka. That was before, when it says they were elder, that was before Yitzchok was born. That was said before Yitzchak was born. Hainu, which means Lifnei Shehoya Avraham Ben Meyashona. That was before Avraham was 100 years, because Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak when he was 100 years. And when it says he was older, was before that. Avraham Chai Achar Kach, after that, from 100, he lived at Kuf Ayin Heishona. He died when he was 175. So you can't mean over there of Ramsgen Boim by Yomim, they came to the end of the day. He lived another 75 years after, at least another 75 years. Same thing in our pasuk. That's the Baba Yomim, which is written before Yitzchak was born. When it says in our pasuk Baba Yomim, it doesn't mean that he reached the end of his day, end of his life. Because at that point, Avraham was 140 years old, because Avraham, because Yitzchak was 40, and he gave birth to Avraham when he was 100 years old, to Yitzchak. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak when he was 100, so now he's 40 years old, Yitzchak getting married, and then he lived for another 35 years, because he lived to 175 and he was 140 of a year. So it's not the end of his life when it says Avram Zokin Baba Yomim, that he came end of life. The Luli Esav, and he actually had another 5 years. Luli Esav Hoyachai Oidei Shono. Had it not been for Esav, it says the Eberster wanted to spear Avraham, the Agmas Nefesh, seeing Esav going out the Tarbur Surah, so the Eibusha took him away 5 years earlier. So Luli Esav Yechai Oid Heishon, he would have lived another 5 years. So it means when it says Vavram Zok Baba Yomim, he was lived another, would have lived another 40 years afterwards. Hani Yesim Lamed Heishona, which is more than 35 years, and 35 years is more than a lifetime. Yeser Mechatzi Shneisuv Shel Odom. So it would be more than half of the years of man, because we say Yemeshna Seinu Bem Shivim Shona. The days of our lives are 70, and this would be additional at least 35, another half of a lifetime. So what is this Baba Yomim that came about after the Baba Yomim of before? Doesn't mean the end of the lifetime, because this was a much longer life afterward. Gam Tzorich Lahovim, we also need to understand HaKesher, the Inyan Baba Yomim. What's the connection of the idea of Baba Yomim L'Masha Kosuf V'Avram Zokin? What's the connection? Avram Zokin. Avram Zokin. Zokin, we touched the Libun Sidus. V'zeh she'nemar kan oid pam Baba Yomim. And the fact that it says a second time, Baba Yomim, Bechrech Loimar. So we have to say, Avram Zokin, Baba Yomim, she'o chidush v'shayich. So that is a novelty, and it's connected to that novelty, Bavrom Zokin Inyan Libun HaSaydes Anal, to the idea of Bavrom Zokin, which is the idea of the whitening of the hair that we talked about before. He would bring down the level of the Yud Gimel Tikune Dikna, Hel, higher than Ishtalshlus, Yud Gimel Tzarachamim, higher than Ishtalshlus, and this is a Baba Yomim that is connected to that as well, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. Vo'inyanu. The Rebbe explains what is the idea of Baba Yomim in relationship to Vavram Zokin. The Rebbe explains that Baba Yomim is the Shleimus. And there is two levels of shleimus, and there is the shleimus that of a medida v'hagbola, measured shleimus. Over there, when the Avram was soras kenim boim bayomim, the boim bayomim, the shleimus that you come with all your days, with all the avoido, was the shleimus in the avoido b'medida v'hagbola. And here, when it says v'avram zokim b'bayomim, we're talking about this new shleimus in higher than the Dvarbola. After it was Avram Zokin, he got this Sidus Levenus, which are the Yudkimum Mitrikune Dikna, the level of Keser, which is higher than Ishtal Shulus. And then is Baba Yomim, then he came with a whole new Avodah in Madrid Dvarbola, as the Rebbe will explain. The idea is the pirush baba yomim hu. What is the meaning of baba yomim hu? The Torah Oir, as explained briefly in Torah Oir, ubaruch abeir haTorah parsha seinu and at length in Oir haTorah nar parsha. Shekol yom of hoyu shleimim, all the days baba yomim he came with all the day. Every day was full kahol. Yoimin Eloin, and the supreme days, meaning the Sefirahs, Beloi Chosra Yoima Chodachaz V'Sholem, there wasn't even missing one day, God forbid. It came with the days, all days. Kid'is HaBezoyer, as we find in the Zoyer. Zehu Pirush Bo Bayomim Shaboim Kol Yomov. This means Bo Bayom, he came. Not he came with his days. He came in all days. Every day that he came was because it was a full day. Zehu toichen baba yomim. This is the content, the meaning of baba yomim. Posik b'avram v'soru goimer boim bayomim, and also b'posik b'avram zokim baba yomim. When we say baba yomim means coming with all of his days. Shehasach hakol shel yomov ad oz, that the total of all the days until the time of the Pasuk were Yomim Shleimim Umleim Bavidus Hashem. They were complete and days that were filled with service of Hashem. So that was Boim Bayom. Those were the days. Upazeh Gufo Yesh Beis Eifanim. But within that, there is also two ways. There is in a way, like we say, that when you give support to somebody who is needy, you can either give them day machsede, enough what they're lacking, or which means they get the minimum, or you can give them in a way of la'ashrei, that give them wealth, not just give them what he needs. So sometimes the level of baba yomim until then Avram Skenim Boim Bayomim was the level of they machsoire. Whatever they needed, they came with all the avodah of what they needed. But here they came in a higher level. Zegu for yesh beisafanim shiti avodah boy from the baba yomim. Vehadrachisorin, that when the baba yomim you're coming is in a way that there is nothing lacking, but still it's measured and limited how much you are able to accomplish, like it's sufficient what to give, what you're lacking, that he's lacking, so you have, you're not lacking anything. So baba yomim, that you're not lacking anything. Omnum lemailum is about on a higher level than this. Is the service of higher than measure and limitation, which is the atom mechuyiv laashrei. But there the lashon is they machseve I atom mechuyiv laashrei. But here in the avoda of Avraham, we're saying that you have to make him wealthy, meaning on a whole much higher level. Zehu achidush. The Avram zokim baba yomim, amasha kosuv Avram zivsoros kedim boim bayomim. So this is the novelty. What takes place now? Avram zok baba yomim in his avoda over Avram zkedim boim bayomim. The kosuv anal Avram v'soro gemer the pasuk which talks about Avram and Soro who shleimus avoda shebimidid vag bola. That is the completeness and wholesome of the Aveda, which is measure and limit. Kimashe kosuv zikeinim shom leikoi aleven hasaidus. Over there, when it says zikeinim, does not refer to the leaven of white of here. That's not the zikeinim over there. That's only in our pasuk. But the pasuk Avram zokin baba yomim by us, who shleimus avoda the zokin shalemaylem midid vaagbola, which is the complete service of zokin, which is beyond measure and limitation. It's a much higher level. B'zehu inyan hazikna shehu libun hasaidus. This is the idea that in here, Avram Zokin, was the whitening of the hair. The koi yal sidus hazokin. Over here, it's specifically not just the whitening the hair of the head, but the white of the beard, which represents the beard, the dikna yud kimulti mikunei diknas. Bekoshur in bechinas hazokin, because that's tied with the level of zokin shalmaila above. Bechinas hadikna the atik yomim, the beard of atik yomim. On the level of atik yomim, and then you have the level of dikna, the tikunei dikna. Sheyesh, as he said before, amar eshik amar nikei. In the pasuk over there, which talks about all the here, is sheyesh the level of whitening. Sheyesh was a yud gimel tikunei dikna. But there is the 13 strands of the beard. Shehem, those are the yud gimel midas harachamim. Those are the 13 attributes of compassion, kinal, as mentioned earlier. The inyan, midas harachamim, so what is the measures of compassion? So now we're talking about a level which is higher than measure and limitation, because we're talking about the beard, we're talking about the whitening of the beard, we're talking about the beard as associated with the tikunei dikna, which is the midas harachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, which are higher than measure and hagbola. And this is because this is not just talking about here, it's talking about white here and tikunei dikna, which are higher than limitation, as opposed to normally here represents a level of tzimtzum, of a very contracted and a very limited light. The side is bechlal inyonim hu tzimtzum achayis. Generally, we're talking about here, the idea is the vitality being restricted, very restricted. V'atsha achayis hu ba'ifun shel hefsek legamri, until the extent that the energy that comes to the here through the here is like a total interruption from its source. Kimuvan bedrushim elu, as brought down this drushim. Chiddush kanhu. So what is the chiddush over here? Vavram zokein baba yomim shahas shahasaidus in bitzav alovan. It's not just here, because the here is symptom. This is white here. When we talk about high, wide here, it's associated with the 13 strands of the beard, is yud gimu mitzarachamim, which is lamaylam emedidu vakbol legamri, which is beyond measure and limitation totally. So not to confuse here with here, the beard, the white here of the beard, is not with the regular here, which is tzimtzum, this is libun, this is the white here, the tikunei dikna, the yud gimu mitzarachamim. And this is the novelty that it says Avram Zokem Baba Yomim over here. She'inyan Baba Yomim is Shleimus Hayomim. That here is the complete days. So what in this context now that we're talking about in the context of Lamailam of Didi Vagbola? So we're saying Shayomim Leim Ushleimim, that the days are full and are complete. Hube'oifen the zokin, so it's in a way of the shleim baba yomim zokin, that the zokin was lemailam didavagbola legamri, that the shleimus was in a level of the zokin which is represents higher than measure and limitation, totally higher than that. Ad beoifen yud gimel dikna, to the extent in the 13 strands of the beard, which is the midas harachamim, which is lemailam didavagbola, that was the baba yomim. That was the complete. He came with all of the levels in this highest level. So, what is the lesson for us from Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, which we all need to learn from Avram Avinu, because he's all of our fathers, as opposed to the tribes maybe have a special connection to their tribe's conduct. But when we talk about Avram, and especially the Rebbe bring down Avram, it's always Mogen Avram. Avram is the general and inclusion of all the others. V'hine, ha-toyre nitzchis. Toyre is eternal. Chol hinyonim shabo. And all aspects of toyre hemerois nitzchis l'kol achad v'achad mi'isro. They are internal lessons for each and every one of the Jewish people. Move on. So from this understood, she'inyon zeh o'ayro ba'avoytos kol achad v'achad mi'isro. That this
idea of Avrom was older, came the Mabayomim, the Shleimus, is also a lesson. Is a lesson in the service of each and every one of the Jewish people. And this would be a hero, the chlal of Torah, any hero of Torah, but this specifically revolves Avrom. This idea of Avram Zokim Baba Yomim is specifically by Avram Avinu, a special relationship. Amr Razal, and Koyin Ovis Elulish Leisho, that we don't refer to Ovis, only three. Three meaning that they have a message for each and every one of the Jewish people, as opposed to the tribes. Mavur Bekamim Mekoymis, the Avoidus Kol Echod Mashvotim. The service of each one of the tribes, shayachas biikir l'shevet zeh, that's mainly connected to that tribe. Ubichlolus nechlokim Yisrael lebeis hakavim. And generally, if you want to divide them up, the two groups is the two lines of the Yisachar v'Zvulun. Those are Yisachar Jews, and those that are Zvulun Jews, which would be morei Torah. Yisachar is the masters of Torah. Umori Uvdin Tovin, those are Zevulun, the masters of good deeds. Mashen Kain, Avoidus HaOvois, as opposed to the, this is the Shvatim, that's Socher Zevulun, but when we talk about Avoidus HaOvois, it's not divided, not only Yisoch Yisvulun, Shayachas L'Kol Echad V'Echad Miyisrael. This has a connection to each and every one of the calls and move on. So since we're saying this shaykhis to everybody, Torah is nitzchis, and this especially with Avram, it's understood sh'avoida ha'nal da Avram Avinu zokim baba yomim, that when we talk about Avram Avinu zokim baba yomim, yeshno gam b'kolachat v'achad b'Yisrael, this also exists by each and every one of the Yidden as a ben and as somebody who is inheriting from the nitzchis of Torah to learn a lesson. Befrat, and especially amongst the others, we talk about, specifically about Avram. Befrat, shebavedus atfilah shebechol yom. When we serve the Eibishter with our prayer, every day, we say, b'tchilas, tfilas amido, the beginning, when we start the amido, brocha rishoino, the first brocha, hanikras, we call it birchas avos. The blessings that we talk about the father, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, Yaakov, talk about all the fathers. But the chayis min habracha mogin Avram. But the bracha is sealed, ended with the protector of Avram. Haynu shezel hachayisim hamaamis es kol adover. That is the seal that verifies, authenticates the whole matter. That whatever we learned till now about Avram, about the Ovis, mogin Avram. This is the seal. This, so we finish with Avram. So certainly, if Avram is the central figure and he's the Avram Zokim Baba Yom, so certainly we need to learn from that. But now we have it in our Avodah. Umagam, and also to add to this, Shetfilo Zu Chayzirim Gimel Pam Chol Yom, we repeat this prayer of Magen three times on every day. That's on a weekday. On Shabbos, B'dal Upam, we had Musa, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, on Shabbos V'Yom Tov, we have Musa B'Chulu. V'Hei Pam, in B'Yem HaKippurim, when we have five prayers with Ne'ila, on Yom Kippur, we also, so we have again, Mogen Avram, five times. V'Zehu Shechosmim, Mogen Avram. So what is the reason why we conclude with Avram? Mishum Shavram, Koil La'Koil, because Avram includes everything, so therefore, Avram has a general, includes all of it. Hainu, the noise of lozeh shegimul hatfilas b'chlal. In addition, that b'chlal, we have the three davenings, hem keneged gimul ha'ovis, v'nisaknu ha'yodam. They correspond to the three forefathers, through Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and were instituted by them. So that's a specific designation who made Shachris, who made Mincha, Avram made Shachris, Yitzchok Mincha, and Yaakov Meir. But in addition, that generally, in the Protis Yesha Yeshnam Gimul Afone Avoidah, Shel Gimul Ovis, there is the three different styles of service of the three forefathers, Ava, Yira, Verachamim. Level of Ava is Avraham, the level of Yira is Yitzchak, and the level of Rachamim is Yaakov. That's the service of all day. The various different inspiration of the Av is their particular level of service. And as explained in many places, that the midah, the trait of Kedusha, since we're saying everybody needs Ava, Yira, and Rachamim, how do you do that? These different Avos. But the holy midah, the attributes, the emotional standing, when we talk about our emotion in Kedusha, are included one in another. So the Ava with the Yira and Rachamim, all inclusive. Gam b'protis yeser api hamevur b'drushis sfiras haemer. And also in more detail, based upon what's explained in the Maimorim of Sfiras haemer, Shebo his kalulus kol echad ve'echad mizayin hamidus mizayin. In there, in Sfiras haemer, we count 49 days. So over there, it's not just his kalulus of Ava Yira Rachamim 3, but it's 7 times 7. So you have each one of the 7 midas, 7. That's what we say, 7 times chesed, 7 times gevura, chesed, shebe chesed, gevura, shebe chesed, and so on. Hine mizeh, move on. So this is even included 7 of 7. So for sure, legabi gimel hamidus, the Ava Yira Verachamim, when we talk about these three emotional characteristics and the state of these midos, the Ava Yira Verachamim shem klulas emezu, they're included one from the other. In a more general way, because there's more specific, 7 times 7, each of the 7. But here, each one is included from the other two. So what is the idea of Avraham Zokin Baba Yom Baveda that we're learning? Okay, after this whole introduction, why it belongs to us. What is the message? What is the lesson? The Kshem Shahoyo Avraham. Inyan Baba Yomim Yomim Shleimin, just by Avraham it was Baba Yomim, was complete days. Inyan Avraham Zokin, Zokin Zeshekon Chochma, he was in the level of Ram Zokin, acquired Chochma, and so that's the level of Chochma. But Inyan Yud Gimel Tikun Dikna Tapa, that the 13 strands of the beard, which is Keser, which is higher, which is Avoid Lamailo, which is an avoda which is higher than measure and limitation as above. As explained at length in the Maimer of the Yom Balyem Hayaledes, and the Rebbe quoted from the Maimer that he said in Tofrej Nun Dalet. Now this Maimer is Tofshin Mem Vav. Tofshin Mem Dalet was 90 years. From that. So this was a little more than 90 years, as the Rebbe is going to point that out. So he brings down in that Maimer, in Al Derech Zeh, Tzirichim Li is called Nyonim Eilu Bavoides, Kolechad Vechad Misro. So this needs to be by the, in all aspect areas, in the Avoides of a Yid, of every Jew, that to serve the Eivishter with Chochma and Lamailum and Medid of Hagbol. Yes, we can add to it. In the Maimer Bal Yom Hayledes Hanal, the Maimer of the Yom Hayledes Nemar Lifnei Yoser Mitishim Shana, more than 90 years ago. This was in Tovrej Nun Dalet, and the Maimer the Rebbe spoke was in Tovshin Mem Vav. So Tovshin Mem Dalet was 90 years, and this was already 92 years. So the Rebbe says, "Hine talking about Omras Alben Mishnah Misachta Ovis." In the Mishnah, in Perke Ovis, it says, "Ben Tishim Nosuach," meaning 90 years since the Maimer was said, and by 90 years becomes the level of Losuach. What exactly means Losuach? So one of the pshatim is the Rebbe brings down. Means prayer, sicha. Sicha is prayer, like it says, Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basoda, to speak his heart to Hashem, which is the idea of prayer that he did the mincha there. So the inyan hasicha koyal inyan hatfilah. The intishim l'suach goes on the level of davening. Kipirush kamen beforshe hamishneh b'ovisham, as explained in several of the commentators of the Mishnah, that the losuach means the prayer. This is also written in our parsha. Yitzchok went out to speak in the field. Our sages tell us that that discussion, that talk, that he went in the field was davening. He went to daven. But similar to this, even though this sicha specifically refers to davening, it also we find that sicha refers to learning, to Torah. It also goes on limud haTorah, as the Mishnahs explain that the lentishim losuach is also Torah included, as we find in the pasuk or Kamishah Kosov B'Tehillim B'Temanya Ap in Tehillim chapter Mizmer Kuf Yuntes, the eight faces for each letter. So over there it says Mo'ahavti Soyder Sechel, by the letter Mem, it says how your Torah is beloved to me Kol Hayom Yisichos. So what is the meaning when we're saying that 90 years is a level of davening and a new level of learning? So he says the maschil metishim shono, when it starts 90 years, maschilo shlemus miyuchedes belimud atoyro b'avodas hatfilo. So that starts a special wholesomeness in the study of Torah and the service of davening at the age of 90. Valderich Shomer Razal, similar to what our sages of blessed memory said, Adar Boin Shnin Lekoyimina Shadaita Derabbi. So, when it comes to 40 years, up to 40 years, a person could not really completely understand the Rabbi's teaching, and on 40, there's a new level. Same thing is by 90. The Rabbi explains. Hainu shemaschila, when it comes 40, maschila shleimus miyuchedes belimud haTorah achre arboim shnin, that you start a new, a special wholesomeness in learning of Torah, which comes after 40 years. Al derech ze maschila shleimus miyuchedes boifen havonas haTorah. Also, you start a special, complete wholesomeness in the way you understand Torah. Achrei tishim shona, after 90 years. So when it says ben tishim losuach, it means that you start a whole new level. The pshita, it's obvious she'ein hakavona bazeh. That doesn't mean she'achrei she'igil shnasa tishim. That once he reaches the year of 90, ein yochel lalos yoiser v'yoiser. It can't go up higher and higher. Ela pirushu, but it means she'bishnasa tishim. Noisef ilu miyucha, that there's a additional advantage. So we're not meaning that he's done lesuach, he's done with his davening, he's done with his learning, but fakert. It means that ben shmeinim, just like ben arboim, lekonish v'dainish adai derabe, he gets a new level. Nice, the special development. The gufa tzorich lalus b'kodesh ulafoshelo yoser v'yoser v'limud haTorah. You have to go on a higher level in the kedusha and to increase in Torah, to make no more and more v'limud haTorah. V'al derech v'shnas arboim, similar like we say by the 40th year. Like koyim inish adaita drabe, the mash omra zal adarboim shtin chulu, that up till 40 years, ena kavona bazeh, so we don't mean over there, shekeshe magia shnas arboim, ena yochel alish yeser. Once it comes the 40th year, he can no longer go higher. Elo, shaoz noisef ilum yuchad, but we're talking about then there is a special advantage. Uboi tzorich lalish bakoidesh, and then you have to go up and hold it, ula fosha chulu. And to increase. So, the age of 90 I mean, it's interesting that the Rebbe is discussing this now. The Rebbe at the time was 84, not 90. In the time the Rebbe said the Maimer, it was 90 years since the Rebbe Rashab gave the Maimer, and the Rebbe talks 90 years, something happens, but apparently the Rebbe was also talking about the actual age of 90, when she was moving closer to the age of 90, in any event. So, the Rebbe says, and furthermore, Hine, Amr Razal, Shah Talmidim Kruim Bonim, Varav Koryav, that students are called children. Students are children. And the teacher, the Rav, is referred to as the father. And we find the Gemara, that the power of the son is more beautiful than the power of the father. How could it be that the power of the son is more beautiful, is greater than the power of the father? He gets everything from his father. How could he be greater? Pirush. Da'af shekol mashi yesh leben humav, even though everything the son has is from the father. So how could he be greater? V'zeh sheyofe koyach haben humikoyach av. And even the fact that the ben is has a better koyach that comes from the av. So everything that the ben has, even the greater powers, but because that a yeshnum b'yav in yonim ne'lomim she'enom mizgalim etzli, there are hidden aspects that are not revealed by the father. They are his, it comes from him, but b'atshev she'esh em b'helom she'enim b'metzias, to the extent in obscurity by the father, there could be even the highest level of obscurity. It's even not existent. It's so obscure that it's called the Helam She'eni B'Metzius, and yet it's there. It comes from the father. But by the father, you can't tell it. That's why it's Yofa Koyach HaBen, because it's revealed only by the son. But Inyan Zehu LaHalocha, this is LaHalocha and BeHalocha. Question exactly how she Yesh Dvorim. Halacha shebehem yofe, koyach haben, mekoyach av, that there is halachas that the son is stronger, which means it's revealed more than by the father. V'chein hu gam b'talmidim v'rav, also by students and the rav. Sheyesh b'koyach haTalmidim l'chadish inyonim b'halacha shlechidish harav. That there is this strength by the Talmidim to come up with ideas in halacha that the Rav didn't come up with. But what does that mean? That means Haynu Shehoyu Behelam Etzli Legamri. They were totally hidden by him. Wouldn't even see it, but it comes. But it was there. The Zehu Gam Habiur. This is also the explanation by Maimar Hazal. Kol Ma SheTalmid Vosik Osid LeChadish Hakol Nitlam Meshim Mesinai. So we're saying, the statement says that anything that a studious student will come up, a novel idea, a new idea. So we're calling it a new idea. It's l'chadish. But still it was all given to Moshe by Sinai. So then it's not really new. K'maymer Moshe kibel Torah m'Sinai chulu. Ha'neshem Moshe kibel kol ha'Torah, received all the Torah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu received all the Torah, and therefore it's not something new, so how do we say that the studious is machadish, is renewing? He's not revealing, he's renewing it. How could it come up? Because the matters that were passed along through Moshe, yesh mehem betach behelam betachlis, there are some of them that are totally hidden. Batalmid vosig mechadshom, and the studious student comes up with them. That's his chiddush. Megalin Yonemel, he reveals these matters, that's called the Chiddush, because some of these matters could have been obscure totally, so it's his Chiddush. Because I'm moving Inyan Ben Tishim L'Suach, so this we understand when we say 90 L'Suach, Shekashem Magia Zman Shal Tishim Shono, When the time of 90 years arrives, Maschilas Shlemos Miyuchedes Beifun Limudat Torah V'chulu. That starts a special wholesome level in the study of Torah. So, Chen Yuvan Gam Benegela Maimer Dindon Ben Yonim Shaboy. So we understand also, as it pertains to Rebbe says to the Maimer, which is 90 years old from his birthday. So, not from the birthday, from the time that he gave the Maimer. It's 90 years old. So at this point, we should be able to get a newer and a deeper insight on a higher level. The Rotzin, Rebbe concludes, Yikumim Bonu B'toich Kobne Yisrael Siyim HaKosav. Let it be the will that it will be fulfilled by us amongst all Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people. The end of the Pasuk. V'Avrom V'Avaye Berichas Avrom Bakoyim. That Hashem blesses Avrom with everything. The Birchas Bakoyim, the blessing of Bakoil, Moire al Gilui Me'ein Olam Habo. That points to a revelation that is somewhat of the world to come. Kedisa Biz Gemara, as the Gemara said, Shloisha Hit Imam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Hazem, Ba'olam Olam Habo, that there are three that Hashem gave them to taste in this world from the world to come. Elohein, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Avram, what do we see by Avram that he tasted? Diksibei Bakoil. And by Yitzchok, Diksibei Mikoil. By Yitzchok, the Potsk of Itnemaisa Mikoil. And by Yaakov, Diksibei Koil. So all these different Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. And the Gimel Brachos Elu. And these three nyonim of Bakel, Mikel, Koil, this bracha, Ve'elim, Mabo, also is connected to every one of the Jewish people. Shara'emrim bebrichas hamazon b'chol yoyim, because we say in the brichas hamazon every day, b'frat b'yem ha-Shabbos, especially on Shabbos, sh'oz mitzvah lechel suda de brichas hamazon chulu, and then is a mitzvah to eat the meal of so we say harachamon in other words not just a third meal of birchas hamazon as opposed to every day there's only two birchas hamazon, but in any ways you say harachamon k'meisha berichas aveseina avron tzchav Yaakov bakol mikol koil, which is the bracha of Me'en Olam Haba. U'ba'ifun de v'achalta v'savoto v'rachta s'shem l'kecho. That in a way, that you will be satisfied, and you'll eat and be satisfied, satiated, and you'll bless Hashem l'kecho. Shazanifa la'adei shekol echad v'echad megales b'chines Avram shebekirbei. Through each one revealing the Avram that's within him. Similar to what it says in the Tanya, that each one has a level of Moshe. So you have Olam Haba, your world you see, your world Olam Haba you see during your lifetime. He gave us Me'en Olam Haba bebracha bepashtus, literally with blessings. Shekadosh Baruch Hu mevarech es kol echad v'echad. The Eibushter blesses each one b'kol, everything. Begashmis, beruchnis, physically, spiritually, beruchnis, begashmis, spiritually and physically, betoiv, adir, vanigla, and good that is visible and is revealed.